Lord. And I want to welcome to everybody who's listening now and in the future. This is Join the Conversation. This is a new initiative from APA. We are happy to start to invite the great wide world into our PPNE program. We have an 11-module program, and we think it's the best. And we want to share our students with you. We want to share our ideas. We want to share what we're learning. And by bringing you in and giving you a chance to join our conversation with some interesting ideas, we'll hopefully plant some more seeds and fertilize the ground and have you begin to really take in that the baby has experiences and that they're conscious and aware and awake. And we can make our humanity so much better if we start with even conception or before conception. And it's been fascinating for me over the last 20 years. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Kate White. I'm the Director of Education. But I feel like there's an amazing amount of effort now from many different sides to help bring health to the roots of who we are as a species by looking much more at supporting pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, the family, the baby. There's so much more we can do, and I think science has now proven that. And so our course covers that, and we help to keep you trauma-informed and oriented towards things that help the paradigm, help this field. And so today, what I have for you is a little bit of a discussion. If you are a PPNE student, I would like to know if you have questions about our course, or those of you who are even listening now, because I want to answer your questions. This has always been a time for students to ask questions as well about things they're having trouble with on the course. And it's really nice for our students and our people that are paying attention here that they can see what kind of questions you have. It's always great to share. All right, so but today, what I have for you is this discussion about this video that went viral. So I'll start to share my screen so you can see. So for those of you who, all right, so can you all see the video? I don't see you anymore. I know my trusty person, Karen Mulder, will let me know if there's a mistake here. I wanted just to show you this video. Hopefully you can see it on my screen. It went viral, which means it has like 47 million views. And it's all over the internet. And it got so popular that CNN did an interview with them, which I'll show you as well. But I wanted just to show you this video, and then we'll have a little bit of a discussion. So this is the first time I'm going to show you. It's very short.
Okay. They need to work on that, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Did you understand it, though?
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right. Huh? Oh, not this one. This is the grand finale of this.
Okay, the last?
Yeah, that's the last one. That's what I was wondering. I don't know what they're going to do next season because they did some stuff this time. Exactly what I was thinking. Oh, yeah. Right, don't bring that again. You know what I'm saying? Don't do the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was thinking that, yeah. Yeah. Like, go somewhere else with that, but don't break it here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I said. And then it was like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, what in the world? But don't do that here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really? I thought the same thing. We think a lot alike, huh? Oh, that's crazy. Right.
Okay, that's the first time you get to watch. Why do you think this video went viral? Anybody?
It's empathy at its best.
Yeah. Yeah. Empathy. What else? What else did you notice? Barbara?
Oh, oh, which Barb? Hi, Barb Stern.
You both of you. How about Barbara Stern? You want to go first? Barbara Decker? Barbara, you can go second.
Yeah, they're having a dialogue with, and you don't quite understand the language, but there, it's really and it's all about relationship, and that's really a clearly warm, wonderful, responsive, attuned relationship. And that's what it's all about, whether you're in utero or you're in the third grade. And that's extraordinary. And of course, they're darling they're very darling. Yes, but that's it. And it's 47 million views?
Yes. So CNN did an interview with him, and the man in this video is a comedian. Uh-huh. And he's a dad, and he has another, I think he has another child too, but he said he was just doing all these little videos for his kids so that they could have a memory. Uh-huh. And he was just sitting there watching this program and was kind of talking out loud to himself when his son started talking to him a little bit on the floor and then got up on the couch. So he decided just to record it.
Uh-huh.
And then it just went viral and it got picked up in a lot of places, and it got picked up so much that even Harvard Center on the Developing Child put it up as a good example of what they call serve and return.
Exactly.
Really good contingent communication. Yes. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to give you a couple things to look for in a second, but also Denny's made a commercial with them because of the way that this relationship was portrayed. And it just like steamrolled, like, but 47 million people, and it got repeated and repeated and repeated, and it's caught on fire. I have chosen it for a discussion for us today because it really shows that the baby is a conscious and is having this really amazing conversation. Barbara Decker, do you have anything you want to add to the conversation?
Well, I saw it when I first came out, and I thought it was, you know, absolutely the sweetest thing that I had ever seen, and it was a perfect example of, obviously, this family had been paying attention to one another. This child was very regulated to be able to get up on the couch. He wasn't jumping up and around and looking for attention. He was actually sitting there and listening to his dad and responding to his dad. So they've obviously spent time together. And so the child is regulated. The child is interested. The parent respected what, you know, whether or not he understood. But the mannerisms, they had done that before. They had a great attachment. They had a great bonding, a great trust between the two of them. And I teach in my childbirth classes that your children imitate you. They imitate everything that you do. So if the first word that they learn is a bad word, it's coming from your example. So this dad is the perfect, he's a great example of recognizing and trusting and building love and respect in this little baby. I thought it was absolutely dynamite. Yeah.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show it to you again. And what I want you all to watch for are the hand gestures.
Mm-hmm. Just like.
I just want you to watch the hand gestures. And you'll see that the dad imitates the baby. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when, I don't think it's conscious on the dad's part. I think it's very immediate. And when we're looking at the way moms and babies communicate, and dads, obviously, a lot of it's nonverbal. And most of our communication is nonverbal, even though we're listening for the word or for the sound. A lot of what we communicate is with our face, with our voice and with our body. So in when we're looking at the science of bonding and attachment, there is this this image, which I can pull up for you while you're watching this video again, about, it's called mutual gaze, and it's how we see, but it's also gesture and facial expression. So I really want you just to watch again, looking at the hand gesture and the face, and this is nonverbal contingent communication. So yeah, so really please watch again with that in mind. All right, here we go. I've made it full screen. Hopefully it will be not blurry.
Yes, okay. Did you understand it though?
No.
No, okay. Alright. Huh? Oh, not this one. This is the grand finale of this.
Okay,
so that's the last one. That's what I was wondering. I don't know what they're gonna do next season because they did some stuff this time. Exactly what I was thinking. Oh yeah. Right. Don't bring that again. You know what I'm saying? Don't do the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was thinking that. Yeah. Yeah. Like, go somewhere else with that, but don't break here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I said. Nene was like, ah, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, what in the world? But don't do it here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really? I thought the same thing. We think a lot alike, huh? Oh, that's crazy. Right.
All right. So did you all see how direct the mirror was? So the hand gestures, the finger pointing, the hand gesture, the movement of the body. So I really wanted to point this out to you and bring you this little evident, you know, how would it be if we mirrored all of our children? So I wanted just to give you a professional look at what this really can look like in the literature. I tried to bring up the picture while you all were watching that, but it would meant that it would obscure what you were watching. So let me just bring up this image. And it's an image actually that I got from Janae Weinhold. If you all don't know Janae, she runs an organization in Colorado. She lifted this image from Alan Shore's work. For those of you who are in the field, you'll know Alan Shore has done so much work in understanding relationship and how that forms who we really are. Like, we grow in relationship. We grow our bodies in relationship with our parents. We grow in the space between them. You know, obviously we're looking at a dad and child dyad, where there's a lot of focus on the space and how respectful, like you all mentioned, of his baby and how he respects his baby and communicates with his baby. But there is some really good science behind it. So I'm going to bring your attention to this picture. So you'll see in this picture, this is from one of our presentations that was done at the Congress, Regional Congress in Denver. And you'll see that she says that developing self requires a resonant relationship with self and another heart. But you can just see how this image captures all the arrows. They're like vectors. They're like communication, hand gesture, face gesture, what you're listening for, and then how you're feeling in your body. And these are the kinds of things that we teach at APA. We teach about this relational field. We teach about how respecting the baby can really help generate a nervous system that's calm and regulated and has a sense of self. So I just wanted you to see that this has some great data behind it. And it's from one of the Developing Self books by Alan Shore, who's one of our pioneers in really understanding the nature of bonding and attachment. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. I feel like we're trying to create a sense of how we are developing and the importance of understanding the baby's experience. So Alisa, you say it builds confidence when you see something like this that's a confidence of the baby. Can you tell us more? I'm going to unmute your microphone. Now, is this what you saw? This is what you felt when you saw this interaction between the two?
This was a comment my husband shared. Oh. That he said that, you know, it builds confidence in the baby. And then I said, well, it also builds confidence in the relationship and in the provider too.
Right. Yeah. So it's a confidence building, this kind of mirroring, and it's what I say is contingent communication. And when we're looking at secure attachment, this kind of listening and communication is like the root of how to create a secure attachment. And it can be in the mother-child, in the father-child, but it also just in your relationships in general. So it can be when you're a colleagues or when you're a student teacher. It's just the communication has got to be timely and accurate. And, you know, it can't just be like two people talking about two different things. And sometimes the example I like to give is when I'm trying to communicate with my son about his going off. He left school for school. You know, he's a man now, has his own life. But when he was leaving, I was trying to make repair about, you know, his childhood. And I would say, well, you're going off now. I just want to talk a little bit about me. I know I wasn't a perfect mom. And he would say, oh, it's nice weather out here. Then we had this great conversation in the car where I kept trying to bring it up and he kept changing the subject. That's an example of non-contingent communication. But you want to, this interaction between this mom and baby was just a wonderful joy to see. I think it went viral because it gets the core of who we really are. And people saw it. They saw it and they liked it. And they wanted to see it again and again and again. And these are the things that we teach at APA. Those of us who've been working in the field so long know that it's important. And so this is our first effort in having you join our conversation. So for those of you who are here on the call, why don't you share with me what brings you here to see our conversation? What kind of work are you doing out there that we can support you in? Anybody want to join the conversation?
This is Alisa. I'm in Redding, California, and I'm the director of a nonprofit called North State Doula program. We're providing free support to women birthing at the local hospital. We're in a very rural area, if anyone knows Northern California, Trinity County, Shasta County, and Tehama counties. And we're providing home visiting in the postpartum. And my goal is to bring some funding in to do research, to build on the perinatal psychology research.
All right. Are you part of our program, Alisa? Are you a student here?
No.
Huh? Well, we'd really love to have you come in and just enjoy our classroom. Have you been in our classroom and just to see all of our free content?
You know, I've been a student, a master's student for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I have three very young children and I work full time. So adding more to my plate at this time wouldn't be practical, but soon.
Yeah. No, I just want to make sure that you feel welcome.
In our
program. So maybe a little bit later, I'll take everybody in and show them around a little bit. But I thank you for sharing. And we do have a lot of people in California. When you say rural, like what's the biggest city near to you?
I'm in the biggest city. We're a big city, but we're still considered a town, apparently. I mean, it's like 100, yeah. It's Redding, California.
Redding. Okay.
Yeah.
And Kate, I'm in Sacramento, and we're doing a lot of parent ed around this stuff through Waldorf in Sacramento. And Alisa, I'd be happy to be in contact with you because there's a lot going on in Sacramento.
Yes, there is. I was there supporting 2020 Mom, And I would love to come back. I'd love any reason to come back.
that's the postpartum depression thing. We have in September, we have Sharifa Oppenheimer come. Kate, and you know her. And she's extraordinary. And she's got an amazing new book out called With Stars in Their Eyes, where she's taken the brain science and really how to basically as a family make this happen. The bonding, the attachment, the contingent communication. And I've got her here for 3 days, and she's going to be doing a parent ed for us one evening, and then I'm taking to the Infant Development Association. Do you know about Infant IDA of California up in Reading?
I don't. Okay, great. Infant Development Association.
Yes, and we're going to have her speak at that on the September 20th. I'm not sure where yet. It may be the Sacramento County Office of Education. And then Saturday, we're having a whole, you'd be more than happy to come, I'm sure, because we're going to have some doulas and some Waldorf people and some infant parent mental health people and psychologists, attachment psychologists. And we've got, and Kate, you know her, she's a Janine Maitre, who's a childbirth educator, a trainer of doulas, et cetera. And we've got a whole group of doulas here. I'm sure we'd love to connect with you.
Put your contact information in the chat so you guys can see. Barbara, I'm going to go ahead and mute you because of all the work that's being done at your house. But if you wanted just to put in your conferences and things in the chat. And then there, I see some names I recognize. Does anyone else want to share what they're doing? Laura, how about you just talk a little bit about your work?
Well, here in Brazil, we have national association for prenatal education. Education being the mother being the great educator during pregnancy. And Brazilians are very receptive to this kind of message. And we have humongous social problems in rural Brazil, in small towns and big towns. And we carry a seminar, Carla Machado, whom you met in India. We have the seminar for the world to be born happy. And we give them a trailer of a day and a half.
Oops.
Tells all the enrichments we deal with when we do a whole year and a half training program. And we use many local resources from São Paulo or Curitiba or Brasilia. People who either in the time of birth or breastfeeding or preconception are already developing some work related to pre and perinatal psychology. So we are a tiny, tiny quantity of extraordinary enthusiastic people loving this subject. This is why we want to bring a documentary. Mm-hmm. Because with science proving all of this, I mean, everything you commented on the on this video, it's so perfectly tuned. And this is something that comes spontaneously when there is health. But if we can know that this is health, we know how to gear our families and society towards that kind of enchantment, father, child, and the mother, of course, who's filming, which is, it's a beautiful time. But the power of the inner life of a pregnant woman during pregnancy is just fabulous. And I think we're just scratching the surface with all these years of international conferences since 83. Mm-hmm. We still have so much to unravel. There's so much freedom. And if we take on this responsibility that nature has given us when we're pregnant, so much can happen later on.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Laura.
I'm very impressed by the initiative in Greece of the 10 Golden Rules, where since 2008, every couple getting married, together with their marriage certificate, they receive a little booklet with lots of pre and perinatal psychology in it, primed for a couple who perhaps will be parents one day. And it's an interesting way to go to ride upon love, which is uniting these two, and then how to give them avenues to develop this communion with the child in the womb, a future child.
I haven't heard about the 10 golden rules. I'm going to have to look that up, and maybe we'll have a conversation about it right here and invite some people from Greece to come and talk.
Yeah, we had them in India.
Oh, you did?
10 golden rules we gave to some of the people.
And it's I have one. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the rules are breathing deeply. That's not a rule. I mean, this is Joanna Mari is a judge. She's a now retired judge. She's almost in her 80s. And she was a very fierce activist. She was at the head of OMAEP during a long time. An activist for prenatal psychology. She doesn't speak English. That's why, I mean, sometimes we bridge, my language with her is not Greek, it's French. Mm-hmm. She also studied.
Oh, yeah.
She was an important lady, and she picked up the phone one day and talked to the Ministry of the Interior, saying, with birth certificates, we should give a little booklet. And I asked, how long did it take him to say yes to you? He says, oh, he was well born. It took just 4 or 5 months of conversation. And she has, I'll send you the text, Kate.
That's wonderful. Yeah. What a great initiative. I wonder if we could call up our state legislators and say with each birth certificate, we should give them some operating procedures for the conscious baby.
It's like the 12 steps. It's mm-hmm. very similar. Yeah. It's very good. With exclamation points. They quote Thomas Rooney and Plato and Sanskrit proverbs, really? Making it big so the mother and the father can read poetry to each other and to the child. And simple things, but lofty, ideally speaking.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing all that. So people are asking if they can see the rule book without purchasing. And I bet it is online.
It is online at the OMAP. Oh, let me put the... You have to search, though, because it's first in French, so you have to get to the 10 golden rules. But let me write it down. And it can be used the way we intend. She says, Joanna says she belongs to these ideas. These ideas don't belong to her. So anybody who wants to quote them, just quote the source, but we can transform.
Okay, so what I would like to do now is just to... I'm going to show you a little bit about our classroom, and then we're going to come back, and I'd like to show that cute dad video again. I hope that's okay with you all. I just love that video. But I just wanted to show you around a little bit, and Laura, while you're putting up that information in the chat, I wanted to take you and show you our home page. And this is for just for people. And if there are any students on the call, I do recognize a few of you, Elizabeth and Mary Beth and Rachel. And if you all have questions that you want us to answer, me to answer today about the course, please let me know. Just send the chat. Susan, you wanted to say something about that. I'm going to open up your microphone. You got to say it.
I just found this absolutely wonderful. And your question about why it went viral seems to me to be so surprising to people. What, 47 million people out there, they don't know that babies are even capable of communication or that a dad could be capable of conversing with a child and honoring that child as if there really was understanding there. And it is so wonderful in terms of raising awareness. It is doing it with humor and love in such a gracious way. And so much of the time we focus on what's wrong. We focus on shaming, having people feel guilty, I didn't do it right, all of these things. If we could flip to creating documentaries or short videos that are like this, I think everybody wants happy babies. They want intelligent babies. Instead of telling them what they're doing wrong, to focus on things that show a daddy doing it so right. And Kate, I'm delighted that you have found science that would support this, because you know we can all be integrating this into our slideshows and saying, here's the science and here's what's possible. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing, Susan. Yes, I think that the... the contingent communication is what I saw, but it was so nonverbal, even in the tone of voice. You can even listen to it in terms of how the tone goes up and down, the way the, especially when he says, "We think so much alike," you know. I just, his way of mirroring and being with his son, I think is, I think it went viral because it hit a nerve. It hit that kind of positive place in ourselves that, that we feel like this is true. It's not, it's authentic truth. And it was spontaneous. And these are the kinds of things that we need to see. Barbara Decker, you want to add?
Have you seen the father kissing the mother's belly and the baby moving around in the belly?
Yeah, Susan Highsmith shows us that.
Yeah, because I show that in my class too, because that's a dad that's going to love his child. That's a dad that's going to pay attention to their child, and it's the beginning of that love while they're pregnant. Mm-hmm. That's why I like that.
Is there a YouTube link for that? Because you could just put it up in our chat and people could have it and then show it to their audiences.
Okay, I'll dig it up.
And while you're doing that, I'm just going to take people in and show you or just around just a little. And then just really want to, here's another. I just love this video so much. And you wanted to hear people's responses. This is Rachel McCloskey, who's one of our students. I talk to my first baby like this, but it's harder with my second with a little less chatting. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming, Rachel. Rachel is one of our midwife students, and I'm so glad that you're here. All right. I'm just going to share. I wanted to show you this is our class womb. And this is what I was wanting to show you, Elisa. It's not that you have to do anything. It's just if you can come and enroll in our class womb. And then you have all this free content. And I put up things from previous, every March we have a birth psychology month. So you can just see there's lots of little videos in here. And like here's, I think Susan, you presented in this, that video that Barbara's talking about, the bonding and learning in utero. And there's just some wonderful free things that you can access by looking in here. And then this is our 10 module course. And 11 module course. And then if you can come in, there's things that you can just preview, but these are all of our modules. And we just want to let you know that, you know, each of these modules has the own material as well as books that you'll have to purchase and videos you also have access to. And it's just a quiz and an essay for each of those. And right now we're having a sale with the coupon code LEARNPPNE. It's 40% off. So you get it for $777. And then I wanted to show you our new course. And what I love about this course is that it has really excellent talks by some of our students and experts, including Wendy Ann McCarty. We have principles from our Conscious Baby course. We have some really excellent tools in here, lots of handouts. And each of these presentations has a PDF that goes with it. And there's a lot of really good information just from looking at the PDFs. Right now I can offer it to you for sale with the code. Let's see, let me figure out what our code is. But I wanted to show you this little video while I get a code if you guys are interested in our getting half price. Babies are always telling us their stories. The question is, how well are we listening? We now know that the baby's experience of conception, pregnancy, birth, and attachment can provide a lifelong template for health and a foundation for resiliency to life's challenges. Yet the baby's experience often remains unconscious, but profoundly alive in the body. Healing and integrating these early overwhelming events are possible. In this course, you will learn the importance of understanding the baby from the inside out. In our modern world, we come at babies from the outside in.
How to Get the Baby's Story, and hear from their perspective. To understand the neurophysiology of trauma in infants, and that prevention begins with working on our own early experiences. This course is for therapists, educators, and medical professionals who are interested in a better understanding of the baby's experience and how to prevent early trauma. All practitioners who work with moms and babies want to be able to serve them in the best way possible. The benefits of this course include a new look at the baby's experience and ways to introduce this paradigm to your audiences. Valuable tools for practitioners to improve your skills in working with moms and babies will be introduced as well. The course includes an introduction of the Conscious Baby Principles from APA. The course also is divided into three parts: understanding the baby's experience, which are three presentations to help us understand how babies are conscious in the womb and how they can remember prenatal experience and birth. Speakers include Wendy M. McCarty, Karen Strange, and Kate White. The second part is bonding, attachment, and the trauma imprint, which includes obstetrical interventions, parents' experiences, and more that could have an impact on the developing baby. These speakers include John Chitty, Rebecca Thompson-Hitt, and Allison Hazelbaker. Our final section is healing early developmental trauma and the impact of trauma on babies. Our pioneers in prenatal and perinatal psychology created healing modalities that to be with babies and that recognize their consciousness. Speakers include William Emerson, Kathy Kane, and Kate White. And we end with an article by our co-founder, David Chamberlain, Babies Are Not What We Thought.
Well, we have a lot of on-demand courses, so you can scroll through here and see all the things that we have to offer. We have toolkits, we have one-off single lectures, we have Wendy Ann talking about our 9 or 12 guiding principles. And so there's just a lot that we have that we can show you. And if you all are ready to become students, let us know. And I give you a half price off that new course if you're interested. For just $47, you can have that new course. But we would welcome you, and also any way we can support you to share this wonderful work out in the world. So does anyone have a question or a comment before I take us again back to watching our viral video one final time? Laura Uplinger, go ahead.
I don't know, but perhaps this is good news. Oh, Elisa wants to speak.
No, go ahead, Laura. You have a new resource for us?
Yes, I just came back from Bali. There was this conference, World Health Sovereignty Summit, and it's the New Earth Festival. It was a beautiful festival in Ubud in Bali, and they gave a big time for prenatal psychology.
Really?
I spoke 3 days in a row, small parts in a big round table. It was beautiful. So just for you to know that people are thirsty for this information, but all over, not just in Greece. I mean, we're talking Bali, and it was a very international conference, and many people who deal with health usually deal with disease and how to get better. But when we come with the origins of health, and a healthy prenatal life, it gives so much hope. So it was an honor for me to be there. Sasha, the organizer, Sasha Stone. There will be the proceeds of the conference will be online soon, and I can send them to you. But at least for him, for Mother Earth, for Gaia, as he says, we need to respect every womb, every pregnant woman. And that's something that comes like to embrace our ideal.
Well, do you have a link to the conference that you could post in our chat? I don't know if there is like a stream of videos that they recorded or anything. We're very interested in knowing.
It will be the stream, the video. Let me give you the presentation where we don't really see much.
Yeah. Our founder Thomas Burney is fond of saying that there can be no world ecology without womb ecology. So it's very similar message.
Yeah, and he was quoted, and I was able to speak a little bit, not much, but about the real relevance. This is the first.
Thank you for posting.
Previous to the conference, and he will be ready because they have an international tribunal for natural justice, which is against child abuse, against human trafficking, against genocide and ecocide, what we're doing with the environment. And experts from the world come and give their testimony, and that tribunal exposes that to governments. And even the CIA has been so interested, because just the child trafficking for any kind of purpose, including, I wasn't aware, I saw that last April in London at the tribunal in Westminster, satanic cult rituals that use babies. And this is like a Rosemary's but now, and this not being a conspiracy theory, but really something that was brought up in an APA conference in 89 in Amherst. Berta Sachs talked about it, and she even said satanic rituals during pregnancy is one of the big origins of, you know, multiple personality disorder, multiple personalities. And then it was all sent away. We put that aside because perhaps it was not. There was a little scandal around that subject, but this was APA in 1989. The label was a person. And we have, if it's happening, we have to address the situation. So to have these people that go to such a depth in the suffering and hope also for humanity, bring prenatal. These are hundreds of thousands of viewers they have in their in their programs.
Nice. Okay. Well, it's good to know all these people are very interested in our paradigm. Thank you for coming and sharing with us today, Laura. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for bringing that video and organizing this talk. What a gorgeous choice you made. It's so good.
Yeah, well, we're going to look at it. We're going to look at it one more time before we ring off, but I just want to make space for anybody who hasn't spoken yet, if you would like to say anything or ask a question, or if any of our students need a little bit of clarification today. Would anybody else who's not spoken like to say anything? No? Okay, well, I just want to thank you for coming to our Join the Conversation. I'm going to have these every Monday, the first Monday of every month. Leonie,
Hi. Hi. I'm from the UK. Hi, everybody. Hope everybody's well. I just wanted to find out just a bit more about the courses, really, because in the UK, we don't have much in terms of perinatal mental health. And the work I do, I'm a motherhood journey consultant, and I'm trying to help more mothers to understand their emotional or the psychological needs during pregnancy. And so I got my daughter here saying hello. Sorry, I do apologize. So it's more about getting mums to really have mental health choices in pregnancy, because that's something that we don't have a lot of at the moment in the UK. That's something that we had on a birth plan, but it's not something that kind of moved forward in the last 5 years. So I was just wondering if there's something, a course that could, that sort of more tailors, that would more support me in sort of helping more mums understand their sort of mental health choices that they have during pregnancy, so they can improve mental health to improve their baby's development and obviously improve their relationship with their babies.
Well, yeah, I mean, our whole course is about that. And so the prenatal and perinatal educator certificate program has 11 modules. And there's also a big part of that is this Monday Live series. Like you're joining us in this, Join the Conversation. This is a public conversation that I like to have with people who are interested in our courses and our students, if they have any questions about the course in general. But the 11 modules cover a lot of different topics, including epigenetics and neuroscience and learning and bonding and connecting with your baby in utero and some of the cultural aspects, and then labor, delivery, and breastfeeding, and then parenting skills that can start even in utero, and then some inspiration and implications of the work. Our world is changing rapidly to include the earliest experiences and our babyhood and our redefining the mother-baby dyad as starting even before conception. Many of our students have gone on to create conscious conception circles and have really studied a whole lot more about how to bring parents together. And one of our mentors, two of our mentors are here, Vicki Jeter and Barbara Decker. Barbara has her Empowering Pregnancy course where she teaches a lot about prenatal bonding. And so let me just briefly show you, Leonie, while everyone is still here. Just and you can email me, and I'm happy to give you some more information. But I wanted you to see our course. The course is 11 modules, and these are all the things that you would have to access. You can go to this birth psychology site, our birth psychology site, to access. That's birth psychology.
I have looked at these two. I've looked at this course, and there was another course that was on there, and I wasn't quite sure which one to go to. But the 11 module one's probably just easy. I have been sort of gearing towards that one, so that probably makes more sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also know in the UK they have a pretty big initiative on infant mental health. I'm not quite sure how far back they go. Do they go to during pregnancy? But I know that in the UK they're pretty up on the mother baby relationship. So,
they've got a 5-year plan that they had put in to look at sort of perinatal mental health and sort of looking at that side of things. But it's not something that they have that has been implemented as yet. It's just something that it's still in the conception stages, and I think they've got till 2020 to really put something in place. But yes, they do look at it, but it's not something, having had a baby 2 years ago, it's not something any maternity care that I had, I certainly didn't get any sort of access to that, or they didn't discuss any terms of my mental health during pregnancy or anything along those lines. That wasn't discussed at all. It was more about what I was eating. So I know that they've still got a way to go with that.
Well, having access to an online course for mental health, I think there are not a lot of those that I know about, but perhaps some of our other listeners here. Alyssa, you go ahead. Maybe you have an answer for Leonie.
Oh, I wish. I'm experiencing the same. I have young children, and the maternal mental health resources are lacking. I'm a maternal support provider at a counseling agency. It's called Creekside Counseling, and they're the only counseling agency in our area that has a maternal support provider dedicated to their clients who are receiving psychotherapy, who might need more support. And my mind went blank. I got a little, I was exploring a PhD in clinical psychology to address the need. And what I found interesting is the university I looked at, Fielding University, had literally just eliminated their parent-infant mental health program, their specialization in parent-infant mental health. It had been absorbed into the health psychology discipline, which makes sense. But I couldn't almost stand the irony that that would have been what I would have chosen. And now I'm a little thwarted from pursuing that route, because it's such a specific discipline, and I would rather my efforts stay where they are than to be kind of absorbed into the broader atmosphere of health psychology.
Well, there are a few resources out there that study this area, our area of expertise, what mother feels and how that affects the baby. And I think, Leonie, that's what you're asking. It's like, how can I help women in their mental health there's
Postpartum Support International. Postpartum Support International is a fantastic organization if you're looking to get started and making a difference in your community to route outreach to women for maternal mental health. But it's definitely, the resources are kind of shutting down. They're kind of, in my area, going the opposite direction. And so what that does for my organization is just opens a huge avenue for us to advocate and lobby.
Where are you located?
I'm in Redding, California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there. Do you know Bringing Baby Home, the John Gottman program?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
That's teachable, and that's could be an incredible help to you because it's.
It will be. So my job is to get money so that I can bring these resources to my community.
Okay, let's talk.
Yes. Oh, we will. I'll be calling you.
Good.
Okay. Good. Well, I want to go back just to Leonie's question. It's to find ways to support moms during pregnancy. The mental health of mothers during pregnancy. I'll have to think about that. If you want to be in touch with me, Leonie, here's my email. But I think that.
Thank you.
I think that.
It's very specific. I just want to add, if we're talking about supporting moms during pregnancy, we could look at things like what this counseling center. You could reach out to the counseling centers in your area and talk about establishing a maternal support program. That's what we've done. And if you want to reach out to me to talk about it more, please email me because that's what I'm doing. I study exclusively perinatal psychology. I'm only interested in the brain and how we can, you know, enhance this during pregnancy. And so I would love to talk to you. We're doing a very aggressive thing here at Creekside Counseling Center, and we're the only one in the area that is focusing on the brain of the woman when she's pregnant. Our therapists are like, are you sure it's any different than any other brain? And I'm like, yeah, we're sure.
It's pretty different.
It is pretty different. yes, that would be great. I would love to. So if you drop your email, I will reach out to you. Because for me, a big part of what I'm doing is womb birth consultancy, where I support the mother from 20 weeks of her pregnancy until the baby's one. And it's just getting her to really be conscious about her mental health and just sort of basic techniques to sort of help her to connect, but also so that she's able to have a consistent support and someone to go to when she throughout her pregnancy, because that is something that we don't have a lot of here. And I think it's because our maternity care is kind of, I think because we've got so much funding cuts that, you know, we don't see the midwife a lot. We can't really tell them if we're having sort of, if we have any sort of concerns during pregnancy. I know for me, I had prenatal depression, which obviously went into postnatal depression, but all the way through, I didn't have any support from my midwife or anybody else. I had to sort of literally kind of work my way through it. And it's a lot of mums are facing the same thing. I find just recently not having that consistent support and having somebody to really sort of help them to sort of understand the signs, but also help to give them good sort of techniques and skills to be able to have healthy and balanced relationships in their pregnancy so they go on to have a good motherhood journey.
That's right. Absolutely. No, it's a big problem. It is antenatal antenatal anxiety and depression. So you're right on. I think that we'll just have to keep trying to find some resources for you. We're just about at the end of the hour, but Laura, you wanted to say one more thing?
Yes, when we want to help the well-being of pregnant women, it's always good to see what is in our community that is related to arts. If there is painting or poetry or things they can do together. I remember in King's Langley in England, there was this lady who had a birth art cafe, and she was a doula, but mothers would come once a week to have cookies and herb tea, and they would share pieces of poems and then talk about their issues. But above all the activities that we can do during pregnancy, to sing in a choir, imagine a choir of a few pregnant women, gives, because the two hemispheres of the mother are working together, and this is rare in our daily tasks, there's a immediate release of lots of oxytocin that enhances the healthy growth of the baby. So one hemisphere prefers the melody, the other one the lyrics, and so they work together, and we can sing so many songs together. It brings joy, that biochemistry that will optimize or at least that moment of the pregnancy, plus the synergy between the moms and the babes. Just my heart going to you, because I was in Congo recently and they are doing a lot of that. There's a lot of misery in Brazzaville, but they know about the importance of pregnancy. So I was with some midwives there, and singing is their favorite. And of course, embroidery and things, needlework can be incredible moments to get together. But I don't know. Just okay. A big hug to all of you. It was great to have been with you.
Yes, thank you for coming. You're obviously a world traveler and helping carry the message all around the world, Laura. So thank you for taking some time with us just to share with us your life and the things that you do.
My pleasure.
All right. So I'm just going to share our video one more time and then we'll call it a day. So for those of you who came on late, we've been watching this video of our super dad.
Okay. They need to work on that, right? Yes, okay. Did you understand it though?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Alright. Huh? Oh no, not this one. This is the grand finale of this.
Okay, the last?
Yeah, that's the last one. That's what I was wondering. I don't know what they're gonna do next season because they did some stuff this time. Exactly what I was thinking. Oh, yeah. Right, don't bring that in. You know what I'm saying? Don't do the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that, yeah. Yeah. Like, go somewhere else with that, but don't bring it here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I said. And then he was like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, what in the world? But don't do it here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really? I thought the same thing. We think a lot alike, huh? That's crazy. Right.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be bringing you a lot of Join the Conversation in August when there's a pause between this year's Monday Live series and the new one starting up in September. So stay tuned and thanks again. Bye for now.
Thanks, Kate.